This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is due to participate in a community safety roundtable discussion in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a little later on this hour, having arrived in a city where urban unrest has been precipitated by a white policeman firing 7 bullets into the back of a 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man who is now to spend the rest of his life paralyzed from the waist down. The president talked about the ongoing demonstrations this morning just before boarding Air Force One, headed for Wisconsin.
Take a look at Baltimore. Take a look at St. Louis. Take a look at Ferguson. Take a look at what happened. What they had was put what we're doing, it put them to shame. It put it to shame. Take a look at those places. And you always had Portland. Portland's been like this. I read an article today for 50 years this has been going on. I'd like to stop it. And we could...
Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
Kenosha's been quiet for several days, and Mayor John Antaramian wishes the president would leave it be.
I think that you have a community that's in the process of trying to heal.
He and Wisconsin's governor, both Democrats, asked the president to stay home. They're worried his visit may cause more tensions and violence.
Well, it could also increase enthusiasm.
The president says he's going to Wisconsin, a key battleground in the November election. Yesterday, he refused to condemn a supporter accused of killing 2 people during the unrest, suggesting 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Justice said on Tuesday it was implementing new compliance reforms at the FBI to minimize errors when it applies for wiretaps following the revelations it made numerous mistakes during its probe into President Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. This is VOA News.